Well, the past week has seen some of South Africa's wealthiest citizens step up and make considerable emergency contributions to alleviate the coming potential devastation, certainly the economic devastation, the consequence of a shutdown of the local economy to stop the spread of COVID-19. The Ruperts made R1 billion available. The Motsepes with Sanlam, a similar amount. Naspers yesterday announcing R1.5 billion. And a great pleasure to welcome to the Money Show Jonathan Oppenheimer, co-founder of Oppenheimer Generations, which has made R1 billion available to keep as many SMMEs going as possible. In doing that, to protect jobs and to keep companies running. And it all seemed to happen quite quickly, Jonathan. When did you start a discussion as a family about stepping up to the plate and coming up with this big round number of R1 billion? How was that reached?
Bruce, thank you, and welcome to your listeners. Amazingly, Friday last week. So let me go back. Friday, the week before Friday. Does that make sense?
It does. 10 days ago.
And 10 days ago. And literally was having a conversation with my children and my father, and we were saying, in this crisis, what can we do to stand alongside South Africans and support our home and our nation? And it was self-evident that we needed to do something. And it really didn't take very long to come up with the idea of R1 billion. I mean, it's a nice number, but it's not nearly enough. And it's been an extraordinary catalytic process. And I've got to say, the last week has been one where I have repeatedly been had the pride of being a South African reaffirmed. It's been amazing. Government support through this entire process, the ability to set up the trust that we've created, the South Africa Future Trust, literally in 3.5 days, to get PBO status for that, so that if it gets additional money from the public and others, that will be in a tax-efficient way, to get the South African Revenue Service and Treasury to agree the payments to employees, which is what this trust is intended to do during this crisis, in a way that is super efficient, so that every rand ends up in their pocket so that they can buy food, has just been amazing. And likewise, I mean, your program sponsored by Absa, First National, Standard Bank and Nedbank have come to the party, you can't believe, to get the agency agreements in place and the loan agreements in place so that we can actually get this money out the door, if not by the end of this week, certainly by the beginning of next. Yeah. And they've all already promised, which is just phenomenal, that we'll be open to talk to the SMME sector, take on board those SMMEs and those employees that they need to support by the end of this week, if not sooner. And it's just been an extraordinary process.
The South Africa Future Trust, this is the trust that you set up in those 3.5 days, which is nothing short of astounding. How exactly is that funding going to work? How are your recipients going to access that funding? Because if it's going directly to employees of SMMEs, it strikes me as a very administratively heavy burden that you're going to be putting on the trustees of the trust.
You're entirely right. It could be, and it could actually be a nightmare, and would take months and months to make a single distribution. By contrast, by hopefully being a little innovative, what we've done is we formed, as I said, the South Africa Future Trust. The family is providing R1 billion to that trust. That money arrived in that account today. So it's there. It is now no longer belonging to the Oppenheimer family. It belongs solely to the South Africa Future Trust. And the South Africa Future Trust has basically, in consultation with the banks and using the fact that the vast majority of SMMEs are banked by the South African banking sector, with their cooperation, has used them to distribute that money. And the way it'll happen is an SMME contacts their bank. They say, we want to access the South Africa Future Trust support. And the bank will say, okay, here is a portal. You fill in your details. You put in your company name, your name, various numbers like your VAT number or your PAYE number. And then you get put onto another portal or another page, and there you list the employees that you want supported and with their ID numbers. And the banks are able to match those to real people using Home Affairs. And if the bank account details are there, The payment will go to those people pretty much a day or a day and a half later.
There's always the risk of fraud and charlatans, of course. Have you had the time to build in the rigorous checks and balances that are going to be needed? Because unfortunately, there are already people plotting and planning how they can get their filthy hands on
I've been hit by 17 Nigerian scams on the COVID-19 crisis already. My father is a great believer in something which we call a control of error, and we use it extensively in our business, and that's trying to create tension so that people are aligned in their decision-making. So the SMME that applies and puts forward these people's names is taking on a loan. It's an incredibly generous loan. It's for 5 years. It's interest-free. And it's subordinated to any other debt in their business. So it's very concessionary financing. So they take on that debt, but it is still debt. So if the SMME wanted to participate in a fraud, it could, but it would be onboarding a debt. And I truly believe that most owners of businesses are about sustainable business and wanting to create a future for themselves.
So this is a donation then from the Oppenheimers to the trust. The trust then makes an interest-free loan effectively to the SMME. But instead of giving it to the SMME, because that money could be frittered away, it's going directly to the employees of that SMME for the duration of the crisis, yep, or for a period of time.
Spot on. 750 Rand a week for 15 weeks. And the reason why we chose 750 Rand is that's basically the take-home pay that somebody would receive, less deductions for normal employment, and 15 weeks because we believe that beyond the lockdown period, we need to put this economy back on its feet again. And I've been using an analogy which I'd like to share with you, which is that of a motor car. And we've been driving along the road as South Africa in our car, and we've had a puncture. And what's happened is we've had to pull over to the side of the road to fix that puncture. And the critical issue is, do we switch off the engine? And our fear, frankly, the global fear, is if the engine gets switched off, restarting that engine is going to be incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
And so what we would like to do is idle that engine, not switch it off while we change the tires, so that when we get back in the car, after the lockdown is over and we need to drive away down the road to our future, we can pull away smoothly without having to look for the kinds of stimulus packages that the rest of the world are putting on the table to keep their economies going. $2 trillion from the United States. I mean, the UK is talking about what, $500 billion and more.
We simply don't have that kind of money, which is why families like yourself and the Ruperts and the Motsepes and others have stepped up to the plate on this one. I found it so interesting that you say you were talking to your kids about this and talking to your dad about this, because the last time I spoke to your dad was when you as a family made the decision to sell De Beers to Anglo American. And he said, got the family around the table, got Jonathan around the table. It's a very consultative process. How old are your kids? Because you're not that old, are you?
They're older than you think. So my eldest is 24.
Okay.
My middle is 22 and my youngest is 19. So they aren't...
I was thinking giving a huge amount.
They have their own opinions.
A huge amount of responsibility to a 7 and an 8-year-old would be unkind. And your family, Jonathan, and others who've donated money at this time have been at the receiving end of some really vulgar vilification, precipitated mostly by the lunatics at Bell Pottinger. It all started there. It must have cut really deep at the time, yet you still step up to the plate when it really matters. I mean, was there a moment where you just thought, hold on a second, but this country's not been that kind to us as a family?
No, Bruce, no. I think history tells its own story, and the facts tend to dominate history. And our belief as a family is that the fingerprints we've left on South Africa, when we've stood up in moments of crisis like now, will be the fingerprints that are left on history. And I wouldn't like to be judged in the moment. I mean, every individual is entitled to their own opinion. What I want is 10, 15, 30 years from now, somebody to look back and say, you know, those people were on the right side of history. And I'd like to think that we are.
Jonathan Oppenheimer, thank you so much for joining us this evening. And that contribution, that billion rand contribution, described by the Oppenheimers as not nearly enough, and it may not be, certainly not in the longer term, but also suggesting that there is the possibility of further funding into the future if it is required and if there is an opportunity to do so.